JG 1. Number 1B.
Alright, so we see then that, and so therefore I wouldn't do what I do in an introductory class, which would explain this whole diagram on the one book that I have given out, which is based on Max Kapler's book, The Four Levels of Spiritual Consciousness, page 29 to 62. I only want to show and refresh to those that are new and to ourselves that the Bible covered the first 5,000 year periods in biblical history, covering the subject of the Word, of mind, spirit, soul, the Christ, that period of principle, of David, King David, and the minor prophets, moving on to Christianity at the point of life. And it closes, the Bible closes its subject right around the 5,000 year period, at the beginning of the 5,000 year period. As we know, those 1,000 year periods are from the days of creation, where one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. So it's a living out of each day of creation in a 1,000 year period sequence. So the Bible closes after the beginning of the 5,000 year period. And here it closes especially with St. John's vision of Revelation of the city four square. Now, we know Max's last subject in the last 2 years has been the Gospel of John. St. John first in Revelation saw the vision of what? What was the vision he saw? He saw the vision of love, the 7,000 year period. He saw the realm of love of divine science, that realm of the all in all, the seventh day of creation, where the future is now. It was only a vision to St. John. The Gospel of St. John is just explaining the structure behind John's vision in Revelation of the realm of love. It's all going out from love. That's a big point of that Gospel, was the realm of love. And then the epistles of John are just showing the practicality and implications of the vision of John as explained in the Gospel of John, and how that applies to our everyday life if we respond. But just stopping with the Gospel of John isn't the answer. Though it's the vision of the model of being, as we saw, it was part of the model of being in its structure. It wasn't enough to get that terrific vision. We have to go on through the textbook, the 6,000 year period, and Mrs. Eddy shows us through the subject of truth how we throw off the old consciousness and put on the new consciousness through the textbook, through going from the first chapter to the second chapter, all the way to the 16th chapter, which is the apocalypse, which is the vision John saw, which is really one of the few chapters in the textbook where Mrs. Eddy doesn't give the structure of that chapter in a 7x7 structure. The structure of that chapter is in the structure of the levels. Meaning that if we have gone through the whole subject of the textbook, the outcome is a consciousness of the levels of science, which is really a consciousness of the model of being. That 16th chapter ends with the point that ye are the city. We are the city four square. Just as Jesus was, as shown in the Gospel of John, if we can then go through the textbook in our consciousness, we come out with the same structure of consciousness as Jesus did. So therefore we can't jump from the Bible to the model of being, because we have to have that consciousness of the model of being. And the textbook gives us the consciousness. Very necessary. So therefore, it's that point of truth which makes the structure of reality and the structure of our consciousness one. That's the job of truth. Truth is a two-edged sword. It will tell us what reality is and how do I become one with reality. Truth is always doing that through the Christ idea, by translating what God is to us and then taking away from us what God is, what we are not reflecting as God in our consciousness. That's responsibility of the textbook. A two-edged sword of which we then go through, and when we are in the 16th chapter and understanding, that impels us to the 7,000 year period, to the model of being. So the subject we take this week is the highest subject possible that we know at the moment that has a textbook. And that's the model of being. It is the textbook. It certainly is an abstraction. I mean, here is what we call the model of being. That is a found, we know, in the study aid by Max Kapper on page 63, and also we find it in his book on the four levels of spiritual consciousness called The Chart. This is a textbook. We say, my goodness, the Bible had 3,000 pages to explain its subject of the first 5,000 year period in biblical history. And the textbook takes, what, about 600 pages to explain its subject of the 6,000 year period. Yet the model of being has only one page to explain that whole subject of the 7,000 year period of the realm of love. That's quite something. And it's done through the art of epitomization, through the doing more with less, by working with symbols, with abstract symbols. Therefore, the model of being has abstracted out of the Bible and out of the textbook the essence. And the essence would be God. And we have learned through our subject of the Bible and the model of being and the textbook, through Mrs. Eddy's capitalized terms, then, that God is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, the nature of God. We see that nature expressed on this model of being. We see the synonyms there. We see them in different combinations, the nature of God in various combinations. We see the next category of the model of being, which is the operation of God, as the word Christ, Christianity, and science. How God operates, the next category. And then we see how God operates on different levels of consciousness, the next category of the four levels of spiritual consciousness, of science itself, divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science. The whole essence of the Bible and textbook are here. And therefore, this is all we need to study this thousand-year period. We have progressed so far on this subject that we can now just study the subject with a simple model, a simple expressing the structure being and its laws. Now, we say, well, that sure would be strange to be able to study God, if God was still to us a little white-haired or a big white-haired or a strong white-haired gentleman in the sky, the old anthropomorphic concept. But we know that Mrs. Eddy defined God as principle, and principle we know means the fundamental truth. It means a comprehensive law or doctrine from which others are derived or on which others are founded. God means that God is a principle, and principle means the law of the universe upon which other laws are founded. God is law, and wherever law is, Mrs. Eddy says, God is. That's all God is. All? That's a lot. But God, that's why we have the model of being, because it shows us through modeling process, which is a process of symbolization, how God can be explained through laws, and how those laws are multidimensional laws, how those laws are self-organizing self-operating, self-regulating, error-preventing, error-correcting, divinely cybernetic, self-operating laws. We don't make the laws of God operate. We know that, even in physics. Certainly we don't make the laws of cause and effect work. They're just working for us. Thank goodness we can go off and have a nice vacation and we're not concerned whether the laws of physics are operating. Certainly we now see that we will see that all science is divine, which includes the physical sciences. Therefore, we will see that that's all that is going on in the way of laws, and laws are God. Now, when it comes to how to symbolize God, how to model God, this whole question of modeling comes forward. Now, when we go through the sixth chapter, Mrs. Eddy makes very clear that there are no physical sciences. We have only called them physical sciences. She says all, and when she says all, she means all science is divine. There are no material sciences. We made the mistake and called them material. But everything that is going on in the way of science today is God. Whether we have called it physical, mental, or spiritual, it's all God going on. We have just misnamed it. So she's very clear that in science we trace all physical effects back to a spiritual cause. Nothing is going on besides God. That's why in the realm of love, God is all in all. God is the center and circumference of being. Now, this shocks our old dualistic sense. Oh, but here is Christian science, and here are all these isms and ology. It's Christian science versus spiritualism, Christian science versus the physical sciences, Mrs. Eddy says, Christian science versus mythology. Sure, she does say it's versus, but only if we have a dualistic consciousness, it's going to verse us and say, you come out of that sense of a material science, and you call it God. And when you call it God, what you call material science, you've redefined as God science, and I will never call it verses anymore. You see? It's a redefinition. It's just like when Mrs. Eddy went up to Adam Dickey and put out her hand and said, what is this? And he says, it's matter. And she says, no, it's spirit. And he thought, boy, that looks like matter to me. So she tried it again, and she put forth her hand and said, what is this? And he says, it's matter. She says, no, it's spirit. And he went away totally confused. And one of the helpers in the house said, oh, well, she was trying to give you the highest teaching. And when we come to the level of absolute Christian science, we will see it's all a standpoint of observation. It's all the way we perceive the universe. Either we look at the old woman or the young woman. Either we see the sinning mortal man or we see the perfect man. It's two sides of the same coin. The choice of perception is up to us. Once we stop defining it as matter, as old women and old men and as sinning mortals, and begin to see that we're all perfect, we drop that standpoint and focus only on perfection. As we keep focusing on perfection, slowly but surely mortal mind disappears and man as God's image appears within our consciousness. It only is going on in our consciousness. It doesn't exist in reality. It's just something of which we have bought into. It's an illusion. It's hypnotism at its greatest state. That can only be understood when we see it, the mental nature of the universe, of which the world is moving towards very quickly. From the belief that of mind and matter, to understanding that all is a construction of the human mind and its holographic universe, that it's all atoms and energy, everything from atoms to the star are nothing more than the construction of our consciousness, as we know Lincoln Barnett says in that book on the universe and Dr. Einstein. Taking us quickly into the mental realm of mind in the holographic universe, but we don't stop there. We go into the realm of divine mind and its idea. But once that's been redefined, we drop the old definition, we stick with the new, and we only see it as the new. And when we only see it as the new, the physical explanation goes. The human was just a transitional stage between the first degree of the physical anyhow and the spiritual. So the physical of the first degree goes, the human goes, and we only have in the third degree the spiritual. So all science is divine. Therefore, in looking out on how to model the laws of God, the scientists are having fun. And we're going to have fun this week also. We see we have our model of being. It's called the model. This is modeling the laws of being. But there are other ways, and I'm going through this quickly. We'll be coming back. But does God look like this? As the science of chaos theory is showing us, it sure looks a lot like the Christ in his translation and retranslation. Does God look like this? As we will see when we work with fractals. Does God look like this? Does God look like this to those listening to the recording? This isn't too interesting, but that's the benefit to coming to the class. They don't know what we're seeing. I won't tell them either. Does it look like this particular diagram? And we're going to see how this all relates to our subject of science. How about the working with fractals here? From a book on fractals, it's beautiful, but we see God in that. We can understand what they're driving at from the standpoint of the science of all sciences and the science of governing changes. This is very understandable where it appears as a symbolization in the model of being. Also, Bucky Fuller's geodesic dome makes a lot of sense from the model of being. In his basing the universe on triangles, organizing system, bringing out self-similar forms, which will then finally build into a sphere. And the sphere will find out spirals. Does God look like this? That might look a bit familiar if we think of the law on the level of science itself, which is a 7x7 structure seen in color. When you think of mind as being, following the spectrum as being red, spirit orange, soul yellow, principle green, life blue, truth indigo, and love violet. Blending those colors together, we get a glimpse at God. Or how about this? The colors of God blended together. Or can we symbolize God like this? The 7x7? Or as they did in the Old Testament with a candlestick? All these are ways of trying to see how the modeling problem, that's what they call it today, how to solve the modeling problem. Well, we feel with the model of being, we are solving that problem. How? Through the method of science, where principle, God, those laws are being reduced to human comprehension through the method of science. That's always a method of science, which is to take that infinite one and to reduce it to laws and system, and to see how those laws and system interrelate within a structure. So Mrs. Eddy and the biblical writers could see that that subject of that infinite principle God was reduced to laws in a system, which make up our divine system of reference of the 7 synonymous terms for God, the fourfold operation of being on the 4 levels of consciousness. And therefore, through that method of analysis, was able to put together what we call God, a blending together. Now, if we take a look at this level of science itself and divine science and absolute Christian science and Christian science, again, I just wanted to have some fun with this evening, to see if we can't get the overall tonality, what's happening on those levels, just to feel warm about them in a big general way, in order to get the algorithm of being. Algorithm was a point of discussion tonight. Algorithm just means a method of procedure. How is this model of being showing us a method of procedure according to law, order, rules, system, method, form, and plan? We can call the model of being the divine algorithm of being, the divine procedure of being, how God proceeds. What is that algorithm? What is that rhythm going on within being? Well, let's see if we can do it in another way, through another transparency, realizing that science itself level has to do with principle itself, divine science level, the realm of divine principle love, the 7,000 year period, absolute Christian science, that whole realm of the Christ idea or Christ science, of the point of truth, and its impact on Christian science. So, our goal now is just to get the algorithm of being, just to get that. What is it? What's the big movement going on? Well, first of all, we see that there is that realm of science itself. That's that infinite one being. There's just the infinite one. That infinite one, we may just see, if we look at it as a circle, that model of being isn't flat. I want to be able to get us out of a flat look of the model of being. We always just see this two-dimensional thing in front of us when we're working with a four-dimensional universe, and a four-dimensional universe not in time and space, but in the timeless realm of spirit. So if we can not see the model of being this week as flat, but as a sphere, and then as a sphere spiraling, as the galaxies are doing, in a universe that is expanding and the galaxies spiraling, we can see then, think of that level of science itself as going around the whole model of being as a circle. And then think of the next level of divine science, the realm of love, as also going around the whole model of being, as another circle of love. So we have the science itself, the infinite principle, the white light, which includes all colors. God, see, God is the I Am on the science level of the eighth day, and that I Am is a term that includes all others. That's what Mrs. Eddy said. So white light, you know, when it passes through a prism, includes all of the colors of the rainbow. So if we can say that God is the infinite light, the white light, you pass that through a prism, you get all the various colors. And therefore, on the level of divine science, we see that that whole infinite one on divine science is love. That it's a principle, love is surrounding that whole model of being, our whole life. That the structure of consciousness and the structure of reality are one and the same thing. So I don't want us to go through the whole week with a holy model of being up there. That's surrounding our life. Because the structure of the model of being is the structure of our life. So surrounding us is this, around us we can have this wonderful bubble of a sphere of the infinite one God, this white light. And on the next level of divine science, around our life is love. Surrounding us everywhere is love, the all in all. Surrounding us in everything we do. Love is the end from the beginning. Just feel it. First, the infinite one surrounding us, which includes its idea. Then the realm of love. That idea has a plan of perfection. And that we're in that perfection right now. We're in the all in all at right now. That's surrounding us. And then, on Absolute Christian Science, we see that this is that level of the 6,000 year period of Christ's truth, which is then, you know, that's the level of Christ's science. That's where we pick up truth. That's the point of the textbook, remember, that's that standpoint where we deal with the two-edged sword of truth. And here we pick up that algorithm of being on the Absolute Christian Science and Christian Science level. What is that rhythm that is going on between Absolute Christian Science and Christian Science, which we call the Christ idea, of which has love around it and God around it? What is that rhythm?